Bible college is good. It's educational. I can't say it's inspirational, but it's a lot of study, work, you know, theology, Bible, homiletics, church history, which is important. But, you know, you'd think when you go to Bible college, you're going to get the inspirational, but it's different. You know, you're studying, which is, I guess, what it has to be. You get the knowledge of the Word and the different subjects. So while we were at Bible college, David was seeking the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And he was just hungering for the Lord, just seeking Him. He went to different churches. I was seeking the Lord too, but I didn't go around to different churches as much as he did. And he would go to the church and pray all night, just seeking God. And I should tell you before that how he found out about the baptism. He was in a barber shop, and he walked in, and there was this man there talking about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And he didn't know what the guy was talking about. So he came home and phoned me. He says, "Do you know anything about the baptism of the Holy Spirit?" I said, "Never heard of it." And because I went to a gospel church, you know, it was the gospel, baptism, that sort of thing. But I said, "No, I'm not." And I said to my mom, "You know, David's asking about the baptism of the Holy Spirit." And she didn't say anything. And it wasn't until after I was talking to my aunt, Bertha, and she said, "Your grandmother was an early Pentecost, and I believe she knew the filling of the Holy Ghost." And because Grandma used to pray for us whenever we kids were sick, she'd pray for us, and next thing you know, we're up running around again. And there was one time Aunt Bertha was sick. She was quite ill, had to take off work, and so she called in, "I can't come to work." Well, Grandma prayed for her, and she recovered. She was so mad. She says, "Now I got to go back and face those people. They're going to think I was lying to them." <You know? laughs> But just, you know, there's just that ministry there. You know, it was just wonderful. And growing him up in that atmosphere was really great. But anyway, David was seeking, so we went to different churches, and then he went to his Sunday school teacher, Mr. Johnson, at this Associated Gospel Church. Very lovely man, quiet, loved the Lord, knew the Lord, and David said to him, "I heard about this baptism of the Holy Spirit. Do you know anything about it?" He said, "Yes." And here, the Lord had this man hidden away in this church all these years. And I think maybe just for us, because he was there to tell us what the baptism of the Holy Ghost was, what it was all about. Then he began to, he said, "Why don't we meet for prayer before Sunday school on Sundays?" So 8 o'clock in the morning, we were there in his office, and we met for prayer and to read books like Rhys Howell's, Smith Wigglesworth, Hudson Taylor, George Mueller, all these saints and their experiences with the Lord, having been filled with the Spirit and being used by God for healing ministering and seeing the marvels, the miracles that God could do. And this was such a joy for us. I mean, we just ate it up. It was just incredible to have this. Well, then the Lord began to lead us on even further. Well, David did get filled with the Holy Ghost. He was walking to work one day to the A&P store, and he said, "Lord, if I could just express my love for you, if I just had a way of telling you how much I love you," and the tongues just burst out, just came out, and he said for a week or so he could hardly speak in English because it was just so flowing out of him, you know, and it was just a tremendous thing. So that was quite an experience. And then the Lord began to lead us on into other things. We were introduced by a friend of ours, Roy Kinkell, to this church called Faith Temple. And a Pastor Nunes was there. And he had been involved with Latter Rain and moved in that realm, moved with the ministry that we're preaching it. And when we heard it, it was just incredible. Just what the message was, you know, that God would have a people that would be as Jesus, would walk like him, walk in obedience, know the Father's voice, be able to do miracles as he did, and minister. And it was just such a glorious time, just a glorious message. We just could hardly believe it. And also the moving of the Spirit was tremendous. You know, there were times when it just felt like waves of the Spirit were just going over you the whole time. It was tremendous. Well, one day, also, we'd have conferences when different ministry would come to the church and share and minister. A lot of ministers from the States came. And there were some from Canada, too, I believe. Goldie knows Brother Spurl would come too, and so we had some tremendous meetings. And but anyway, there was this Brother McEwen who came to minister. He was from Shippensburg, Pennsylvania. Well, he was having a conference in his church down in Shippensburg, and we heard about it, and he says, "Well, why don't you?" Some of the young people said, "Let's go down and hear it." So we drove all night long to get there to this conference for the next day, and enjoyed it. And in the afternoon, he asked for people in the audience or the congregation to give a word, to speak. Well, David got up and spoke a word. So after that, the service that night, as we were leaving, Brother McEwen said to David, "When you get finished Bible school, why don't you come here and you can be my associate pastor and Carolyn can be the church secretary." So we laughed. We thought it was a joke. You know, we just thought he was kidding around. But anyway, so we went back home and just return to our normal activities. But Brother McEwen didn't forget. And he kept track of us. He would call Brother Nunes and say, "Well, how are they doing? What's going on?" And so we were just finishing up Bible college. David left before, but there was some disagreements. For one thing, he believed the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and the Bible College did not believe in that. And so, you know, they didn't appreciate that. And And also speaking about Jesus having emptied himself and walking as a man, they would not receive that. But so one day he was having a conversation with his theology teacher, and Mr. Crump, he said, and he said to David, he said, "I don't know how we can graduate you with the way you believe. Why do you stay anyway? Why do you stay?" And David walked out, and he said, the Lord said to him, "Why do you stay?" So that was it. He didn't return. He felt, "That's it. I'm leaving." But anyway, I stayed and I finished. But Brother McCune still kept calling. So David, we were getting married in the September. I graduated in April. In September, we were getting married. Well, in the summer, he was working in construction up at Ansonville. But then when that was finished, Brother McCune asked him, "Why don't you come down here and spend some time just to see how you fit in with the congregation, with the people, see if you like them, if they like you?" And he said, "Okay." So off he went. And it went well. It was just a small group of people. I mean, there was about four families, but they loved the Lord. And David found a joining with them, and they with him. So he felt this is what we should do. So when he came home, he said, "Well, we'll be going to Shippensburg." So we got married in September and went through all the ritual you go through to get across the border. You know, the blood test, TB, you have to go through all that stuff, and to get your green card. And finally, we were ready to go. And beginning of October, we made our way down. Well, when we arrived, there was nobody there. The people had built a church. It was a little church, cute little church. Wouldn't have been as big as this. And it was built on a piece of land that was donated by this man, Bruce Steele. Bruce Steele had a farm, and he gave the church a piece of land and gave the pastor also a piece of land to put his house on. And so they built this church. And pulled up to the church, and there was nobody there. So David said, "Well, I guess we'll just go down." And we lived in the church basement for the first year of our married life. It wasn't bad. It was nice and clean, and we had this. There was like the kitchen, church kitchen, and then a big room for Sunday school, and then there's a back room that was closed off. So that's where we lived or had our little home.